Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Yes, I got a call. I got a charge on my credit card back from your company on March 11th. So I called the credit card company to take it off. And then they started to take it off, and then they wrote me another letter back and said the merchant gave you credit for your disputed transaction. So we reversed the temporary credit of $199.90 we gave you. So apparently you have a credit on my account of $199.90, and I just need to confirm that.
May I have your zip code, please?
59501.
Your first and last name?
Jerry Walteri.
Can you verify your address, please?
It's Post Office Box 2123 Havre, H-A-V-R-E, Montana, 59501.
Okay, I see here that there were charges in March for the Taste Onyx Enhancement that helps boost strength, stamina, and libido, and see here where the account was canceled out. I don't see where there were any refunds or anything on here.
It was charged my credit card on March 10th for $91.89, another one for $92.90. And one for $7.53 and one for
$6.53. And you said your credit card company said gave you a refund on those charges?
Yeah. No, they said they gave me a credit. The letter from the Bank of America says the merchant gave you credit for your disputed transactions. So I assume I've got a credit balance with you of $199.90 sitting in my name and your accounts receivable record someplace.
I just see where the account has been canceled out.
Well, I want to know when I'm going to get my $199.90 that you charged me for. Your company, Rachel, whatever it all, the Bank of America company, Bank of America letter says that the company Rachel or whatever, however you pronounce that, has a credit balance in my account on their books. That would be you guys.
Let me see here. Can you verify an email for me?
It's WALTARI. jn@gmail.com.
All right, just a moment.
Okay.
Just a moment while I speak with my supervisor.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I don't see any history of, I do see where you called in on March the 28th to get that account canceled, but I don't see where there was any history of a refund or a dispute.
Well, there had to be because the Bank of America apparently called you people. Well, I called you too, as you all know. I was looking back on my stuff, and actually the first charge that came on my credit card was on January 4th. For $753 and one for $653, and then another one came on January 20th for $93.95, and another one January 21st for $91.89. And so when I got that, I called Bank of America for fraud, and they looked into it, and they gave me credit for it, and then they recharged me again and said that, and that's when they told me that your company was giving me a credit. Means I have money sitting in your account for me.
No, I see here there was a charge for $6.70 on February the 19th.
The charge, how much?
$6.70. I don't see any charges from March the 11th at all. And I see $7.45. Also on February 19th.
So someplace the charges, the $6.53 on the original one got charged back at $6.70, and the one at $7.53 got charged back at $7.45. I don't know how that happens, but that's 14.06. I guess I got to call Bank of America, call them back and tell them that it is a fraud charge on my credit card. And,
for who, sir?
For Jerry Walteri.
I'm saying a fraud charge for where? I was just saying I don't see where a refund was even attempted at all. Maybe it was their mistake, but I can't offer you a refund. I just don't see where it was even attempted. Can I offer you a 35% refund on those charges?
Why wouldn't I get the whole money back if I got charged on a credit card that wasn't mine? That somehow fraud. You got it on my credit card.
A different credit card? You didn't ever place the order?
Yeah, I did. No, I never placed the order. I ordered on that day. I was ordering I was ordering an outfit that goes in and cleans out the wax out of your ears. And I got that piece. Then all of a sudden, right after that, I get two charges, or actually four charges from you guys on some kind of stuff. I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah, it says those products were delivered to your address. Can offer you a 50% refund on those charges.
You said it was delivered to me. Do you have proof?
Yes. Let me look here.
What kind of a product is it?
A male enhancement product that was delivered on March the 1st.
Well, I didn't get anything in my account or my mailbox or my post office box.
Okay. Can I offer you a 75% refund on those charges?
Yes, I'll take that, just to get rid of it.
Okay, give me just a moment. I will refund you 75% on both of those charges. Just hold one moment.
Of one could be $199.90 because there's four charges. Yeah.
Hold one moment.
Okay, thank you.
I'm still here, sir. Just hold one moment.
Okay.
I'm just adding your phone number and your email to the document for that refund. It's just taking me so long.
Okay. How do you pronounce your company? Is it Rachler? Is that Rachler? That's what shows up my credit card. R-A-C-H-E-L-R.
No, it should be Test Onyx. But I do, I did send in the document for that refund, and it usually takes 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, that'd be fine. So it's somewhere around $150, somewhere in that neighborhood?
Mm-hmm. It usually takes 3 to 5 business days. And when it's sent, you should receive an email about that refund once it processes. But I did send in a document with your phone number and email attached, and the account is canceled out now, so you shouldn't receive any more charges.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And my name is Jasmine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So thank you for calling customer support. Yes, sir.
Can I ask you one? What is that thing that they got on my credit card? What kind of a company are you? What's your product?
Test Onyx. It's a mail enhancement.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 80 years old. What would I need with well, we won't go into that. But anyhow. Okay. So I will get something in the email that says that the refund's coming.
It should be titled refund notification.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you. Thanks for helping me.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
Okay. All right. Bye now.